The first fence went over with a long crackling as the steel-clad chest of the Bar de Destriers struck it. The boards meant to confine cows and sheep were little hindrance to the heavy horse, but it slowed them. Here and there, a mount went down. Then they struck the asphalt of the roadway, more slippery than bare ground beneath steel horseshoes. It wasn't until they hit the second fence that even the first rank was really aware of what awaited them. And it wasn't the backs of the broken, fleeing rabble they expected to ride down and skewer like lumps of meat. Instead, long steel points bristled towards their horses beyond the fence, and near 900 bows were drawn to the ear at a range where shafts would smash through shield and armor. Juniper saw Emiliano Gutierrez then, under his banner and raising his visor with the expression of a man who wakes from a dream into nightmare. Beside her, as if from a great distance, she heard Sam Elwood say, "And when you ride against the Mackenzies, you nasty little booger, keep your visor down. Let the gray geese fly! Holy together! Shoot!" The March Warden dropped his lance. As the arrow sprouted suddenly from his eye socket.
"Blow the rally!"
Jabbar Jones reined in his horse. He shook the blood out of his eyes. The helmet and cloth had saved him from having his face transfixed, but not from a long gash on his forehead where a flap of skin hung down to show naked bone. The taste of his own blood was like tarnished copper in his mouth, the taste of defeat. Knights and men-at-arms pulled up their mounts, the horses panting and dribbling foam. Those that weren't bucking were squealing from the pain of arrow wounds. One went over in a roar of metal as he watched, but the rider got free, staggered erect despite the weight of metal, and took the reins of a riderless horse that another led over to him. 320, he rough counted. Back south by the road over which the charge had gone both ways, the Mackenzies were coming forward again, each of them with their spear shovel in hand. They planted them well forward in their original position, and then they stood, waiting. They shook their bows overhead.
"We are the point! We are the edge! We are the wolves that Hecate fed!"
The Baron of Malolla ground his teeth, pain and fury blending into an intolerable knot below his breastbone. Almost, he shouted, "Charge!"
"No!"
A scout pulled up in a spurt of gravel.
"My lord! The monks of Mount Angel! All of them! Out of the city gates with that warning! What should we do?"